page 120. Should every speech be protected?
This is 1A. I'm Joshua Johnson in Washington. The Supreme Court was founded with our Constitution back in 1789, but it only started making major rulings on the First Amendment about a century ago. It was after World War I, during an era of growing intolerance of immigrants. In one case, the Supreme Court upheld the criminal conviction of 5 Russian immigrants who had distributed leaflets in New York. They had criticized President Woodrow Wilson and praised the Russian Revolution. They sought the protection of the First Amendment, and they lost. Now today, these cases would have been decided very differently. But there are new free speech challenges today. Not Russian immigrants with leaflets, but Russian ads on Facebook or social media accounts that are banned for hate speech or WikiLeaks, releasing classified documents and more. How should we respond to this as a society? Do we insist that social media companies be regulated? What would violate the First Amendment? And who gets to decide what speech is amplified or buried on social media platforms? President Bollinger, what do you think?
So, you have to separate out several things. First of all, the First Amendment has been interpreted to protect what one might call extremist speech, hate speech, etc. Famous case, neo-Nazis marching in Skokie, suburb of Chicago. Courts protected that speech. This has been a choice of the Supreme Court, of the courts, to go very far, further than any society, further than any other society in the world in protecting speech. Terrible, terrible ideas that nevertheless are protected. Point number one. Point number two is, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook are not bound by that. They are private companies at this point. They have a choice. They can say, we're going to operate just as if we're the First Amendment, and we're going to allow all of that speech to occur because we want to parallel our organization to the First Amendment. Or they could say, we're an edited company. That is, the New York Times doesn't say, NBC, ABC, they don't say, we're going to allow any speech, no matter how bad the ideas that occur. They edit. And the same thing happens, of course, in universities. That is a choice that Facebook could make, and he's trying to defend a different decision. The ways in which we thought about this over the past many decades is at the First Amendment level, is that we will protect very bad speech because we believe that the power of counter-speech will succeed in defeating those bad ideas. The major question today is that true? And the problem is whether organizations like Facebook are contributing to making that not true, or whether in fact they should continue operating like the First Amendment would.